is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee from here at Fort Loramie, the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, on a roll now, as they typically are late in the regular season. Five consecutive triumphs against Jackson Center, which has won three straight, 6 of 7. The Redskins 9-1 in the Shelby County League, 15-4 overall. Jackson Center 7-3 in the league, 13-6 overall. The Tigers come to town, Chuck, trying to play spoiler in the Shelby County League tonight. Jackson Center's got a date with Anna on Saturday. We're, of course, covering the game tonight. We'll be at Jackson Center on Saturday afternoon. Right now, Anna has a half-game lead over Fort Loramie atop the standings. Anna with that lone game left in league play on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Fort Loramie Redskins have got this game tonight. And then against Houston at the Wildcats gym on Saturday, Fort Loramie right behind Anna with a mark of 9-1. Head coach Carlos Siegel attempting to win again tonight and surpass the former outstanding head coach at Fort Loramie in girls basketball, Jane Pumpleman, to become the all-time wins leader among women's head coaches here at Fort Loramie.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I coached back in the day when Coach Poppelman was here, and they had outstanding basketball, and Carla Siegel has just taken that tradition and gone with it. And between the two of them, they couldn't have had two better basketball coaches than they had through the years.
I think you said it very well, Chuck, when you noted that Carla Siegel has taken the success Jane Poppelman had and has virtually just extended it. Those two have been outstanding head coaches here at Fort Loramie for many, many years. Congratulations to them both. Carla will no doubt coach quite a few more years. And between,
she's only about 25, isn't she?
26, she said.
Okay.
But between Jane and Carla, my goodness, will there ever be a greater run between two head coaches for a girls' basketball program in the state of Ohio?
Well, you can't imagine that there's going to be. I mean, it's just Fort Loramie and basketball are synonymous. You think, when you think about it, this is what you think about. They brought football in later on in life, but basketball and Fort Loramie, they just go hand in hand, and they've been doing this forever, boys and girls.
Sure have. The first meeting between these two clubs was played back first week of January. That was supposed to be the second meeting, but the scheduled initial battle in early December was postponed, rescheduled for tonight because of the Jackson Center girls' marvelous run all the way to the state championship in volleyball. Thus, we have a second meeting between the two here in early February. The first clash won by Fort Loramie 46-31, only an 8-point game after three quarters on that particular night at Jackson Center. Nicole Foth, I might note, was out for Jackson Center, ankle injury. She averages almost 13 points a game. That was a 15-point difference that day, Chuck. Fort Loramie won it, but had Nicole Foth played, the Fort Loramie Redskins might have had a real challenge on their hands. All of that said, both teams are playing far better basketball now than they were back in early January. Redskins getting contributions from everybody on the floor in addition to Jessica Berger.
Well, the last game was a real example of that, the Anna game. They jumped out, and it was pretty close for a while, and Loramie just really caught fire, opened up a double-figure lead, ended up winning the game by 9. They have gotten more help. Berger is, I still say she's the Division IV player of the year in the state of Ohio.
Agreed.
They're not going to ask me, but that is my opinion.
Right.
And then Holly Fry, but then you've got Caitlin Lubke, you've got Taylor Gassett, you got Ray Ann Fry, you've got Olivia Quinter, who's coming back from mono, and I think we'll probably get a few more minutes tonight. They have really, and Maddie Brandewey against Anna was our player of the game.
Yes.
So, yes, they have become a much, much more well-rounded team. And I said early in the season that Coach Siegel was going to have to find a rotation. And it took a little longer than I think she was hoping it was going to, but she's found it now.
To expand a little more and in detail on what you just said, Chuck, Jessica Berger in three of her last four games, 18 points, 20 points, 15 points. There was a stretch in the middle of the year where Jessica was having difficulty finding shots, making shots, and reaching double digits. Holly Fry, how about this? This is where it all starts. 16, 13, 12, 17 in her last four contests, exceeding her per-game average. Hattie Meyer, the sophomore, my goodness, 9-10 in two of her last three games. Rayanne Fry, 9-10 in recent contests. And as you noted, Maddie Brandewey, 9 points versus Anna. Early season, mid-season, Jessica Berger was representing half or more of the points for Fort Laramie. Not the case right now for the Lady Redskins. Jessica's teammates are getting two-thirds of the points.
Well, when they didn't get into a swoon, but Jessica went into a swoon scoring-wise. But when you're asking a kid to play the point, handle the press, defend their best player, and do all the scoring, I don't care how good you are, that's a lot to ask of a kid. And now that she's getting help, she can relax a little bit more, not have to do everything, and she's become a scorer again like she, we know she can be.
Meanwhile, for the Jackson Center Tigers, Nicole Foat is back, and she is going strong, pacing this Tigers team in scoring. As I mentioned, she didn't play in the first encounter between these two clubs. Fort Laramie won that contest by 15. It was pretty nip and tuck until about 6 minutes to go. But this Jackson Center club has gotten balance to go with Nicole Foat in the last few weeks. For example, Peyton Esser's had games of 12 and 13. She quarterbacks the club. When she scores, Chuck, the Jackson Center Tigers are dangerous.
Well, you know, you take a look, and it is. It's Esser, it's Cassie Meyer, and it's Nicole Foat. Those are the three with the check marks. Those are the ones that, as Jackson Center, they need them to have their per-game average. But then you look at Pauline Meyer, and you look at Olivia Clark, and Cameron Elkert. Those three young ladies have the ability to put points on the board, too. And the more they get out of them tonight, the closer they're going to be to Fort Laramie.
The reason Jackson Center is 7-3 in the Shelby County League is because the Tigers reversed the fate of their early season game with Rushi at Jackson Center when the Raiders won, because on Tuesday night, Jackson Center nipped Rushi by a point at the Rushi gym. Cassie Meyer had 13, Nicole Foat had 9. The Raiders were limited to 38 points in that game. Only 6 field goals in the entire contest from the Rushi duo of Tiffany Hatcher and Maria Heron. They combined for just 1 3-pointer. Jackson Center has been very strong defensively in the last 2 weeks, limiting opponents to 32, 28, 31, and held New Knoxville to 32 in beating the Rangers by 9 points.
Well, if you look at Heron and you look at Hatcher, they get 1 3-pointer out of those two young ladies, you're probably going to win the basketball game. And you're right, Jackson Center does an outstanding job of playing defense. Even if they have a night where they're not doing a lot of scoring, they're still going to defend you just like their boys team.
It has been a year here in the Shelby County League in the Upper Miami Valley of unpredictable basketball. How about the Houston Wildcats? My goodness, almost beat Fort Laramie earlier in the year here at the Redskins gym. Fort Laramie needed overtime. And on Tuesday night, Anna played very poorly and edged Houston by 6, 33-27. You drop your guard, you take a chance of getting beat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that's why this is such a fun league to cover, because even on games where you go, well, this might be a mismatch, they hardly ever are.
Exactly right. Fort Laramie defeated Jackson Center first time around by 15. Both teams much improved. Who knows what we'll get tonight? Might be a very close game heading into the final stretch.
Well, the top two seeds in the Sydney sectional are playing basketball tonight. Laramie's number one, Jackson Center's number two. Coach has got it right.
And you're exactly right. And it would be nice to see two Shelby County schools advance to the district. It'll be either Fort Laramie, or I should say Fort Laramie's the number one seed in the bottom bracket. Jackson Center, the number two overall at Sydney. Rushi just behind Jackson Center. They are the 2 and 3 seeds, both positioned in the upper bracket. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. And thanks to these Fort Laramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Starting lineups are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, Chuck and I hopefully are on the downhill side of our sinus infections, and we don't anticipate you will need to translate too much of what we had to say tonight. We're recovering. Of course, covering all these games don't help us heal up the sinus infections any faster. In fact, they tend to drag on, but we are doing far better, and again, hopefully, you'll enjoy tonight's presentation, the webcast at Jackson Center in Fort Loramie, and you won't have to translate too much of what we say, and you'll understand the play-by-play in color pretty comfortably here tonight. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced, starting at guard, Taylor Gasson, 5'7 senior. She's joined by Kaylin Lupke, a 5'6" junior. Jessica Berger on the front line, 18 points a game, 5'10" a senior. And she is the Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer nomination for the Ladies Division IV Player of the Year here in the state of Ohio.
The trophy won't be that nice, but
Katie Hoying and Holly Fry round out the starting five. Katie, 5'11", a senior. Holly, 5'9", a senior. Holly playing her best basketball of the season right now in the last several games, and that's mighty important. For the Jackson Center Tigers, Kennedy Reese opens up at a guard, just a sophomore, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, handles the basketball very well for a 10th grader. Peyton Esser is at the point, 5'7", a senior, 8 points a game. Cassie Meyer on the wing position, 5'11", a junior, nearly 8 points a game. Nicole Fote, a dozen a game, 6 feet tall, a senior, at a power forward spot. And Olivia Clark, 6'2", a sophomore in the middle. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center, and right away the Tigers make a nifty pass down the floor to Kennedy Reese. She darts to the rim, leaves it short, but she's tagged on the arm, and she's awarded two, only 4 seconds into the game.
They fell asleep on that tip because that was set up to go, and they ran it perfectly.
Free throw by Reese is short, no good. Jackson Center Lady Tigers in the road black, orange numerals outlined in white. Fort Loramie, white shirts, white shorts. Black numbers trimmed in red. Second free throw, Kennedy Reese, up and in. And Jackson Center is in front, 1-0. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball, baseline left. Katie Hoying, good look from 10 feet away, missed it hard. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Peyton Esser being guarded by Caitlin Lupke, 30 feet from the basket. Fort Loramie in a man-to-man, deep in the right corner. Nicole Folk back on top to Esser. Esser dribbles left of the key, foul line down the lane. Running shot in the air, no good, little long. Rebound Katie Hoying of Fort Loramie. Long throw down to Berger. Berger plows toward the rim, banked it too hard. Rebound of a Jackson Center, Esser on the go. She strides up the floor, gives to Reese in the left corner. Back to Esser on top. Now Reese, left side of the court. Hoying checks her. Kennedy Reese on the bounce. Now retreats near center court. Near side of the floor, Esser.
Esser goes to the post to Nicole Thote, back of the basket. Now to Esser, foul line. High left, it goes to Clark. Clark slips into the lane, and Olivia lays it up a little strong. The 6'2 soft couldn't get it to go, and Fort Loramie garnered the rebound. Quickly down the floor, it goes to Gasson. To Berger, back to Gasson. Little running hook across the lane. Short, no good. Fry's got the rebound. Up once, twice, fouled, and she'll get two. Holly Fry working hard on the glass. Very persistent was she. Two free throws for her. Played 90 seconds. Not a field goal yet in this game. Shot by Fry. Clunks off the front rim. No good. Still 1-0 Jackson Center, which is coming off a victory over Rushi on Tuesday night, 39-38, holding Rushi to 4 points in the fourth quarter. Second free throw by Fry, a little strong, rebound down to Jackson Center.
Overcompensated on the short one.
Yeah, she did. First one a few inches shy, second one hit the back brace. Holding the ball near midcourt, Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center, picked up by Berger. Bounce pass right side to Reese on her loop key. Gasson guards Esther in the corner. Bounce pass into the lane intended for Clark. Tipped on the play by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie victorious in its last five, beating St. Henry, Anna, Rushi, Miami East, and Fairlawn. None of the games close. Fort Loramie led Anna by double digits in the third quarter. Wound up winning by nine. That was the closest game of those five. Here's Esser probing the middle for Jackson Center. Short on the shot. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Berger down the floor to Jiffy. Oh, a great look. An angle pass high on the right, low on the left to Holly Fry. And she gets it from point blank range. 2-1 Fort Loramie. A minute 20 gone here in the first quarter. Or I should say 2:20 gone in the first. Esser, top of the key, left side pass to Fote, who comes out to catch. Katie Oing on her. Foul line to Esser. Esser's been more assertive offensively in this game, Chuck, than we've seen in previous.
Well, they moved her to the two guard and put Reese out there at the point, so she's now supposed to be a shooter.
Nicole Fote gets a screen 21 feet away for Jackson Center, and she buries it. Swish. Jessica Berger counters in a hurry for Fort Loramie. She launches. It's no good. Rebounded by Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer in the corner of the floor. She's boxed in, and Jackson Center gets a timeout. Tigers up 4-2. 3 minutes gone, first quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And on the Dickman Supply scoreboard with 5:05 to go first quarter, Jackson Center 4, Fort Loramie 2, a slow start to this game. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie on Dawson Road, on the web at tomjerrys.com, TOMJERRYS.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Jackson Center with the ball. Fort Loramie knocked it out of bounds. Tigers throw it back in play. Far left side of the floor. Fote has it spiked free by Maddie Brandewee in for Fort Loramie. Then a drive by Fote. Pulls up at the foul line. Shot deflected. Here comes Fort Loramie the other direction. Between the circles, Gasson left side to Brandewee. Spots Berger down low on the left. A wraparound pass through the key to Fry. She dropped it. Threw it back to Gasson on the arc. High right to Lukey. Here's Brandewee, top of the key. Tries to throw a pass down inside to Fry. Deflected off the backboard. Picked up at Fort Loramie's Berger. Berger hits Brandewee, top of the circle. Olivia Clark on her. with Fort Loramie, Chuck, getting a taste of Jackson Center's very good defense. It's been outstanding the last month.
It has been. They're playing really well tonight. There's another steal.
Yep. Ball taken away by Jackson Center's Esser. Esser slaps it to Fote. Fote up to Reese. Oh, bounce pass long to left to a teammate. Clark is open. She scores. Good look, McKennedy Reese. She hit Olivia Clark. Neat bounce pass. Two-pointer gives Jackson Center a four-point advantage, 6-2. Berger outside the arc on the right, reverses near side to Holly Fry. Fry to Gasson. That to Maddie Brandewey. Maddie coming off a nine-point game against Anna. Thrown to the foul line to Berger. She's available. Missed it. No good off the flange. Rebound low on the right by Holly Fry. Up and in. 6-4, Jackson Center. Here comes Jackson Center to midcourt. It's Peyton Esser on the dribble. Bouncing. Coming out to greet her is Lupke. Left side pass to Fote. Now to Kennedy Reese straight away. Pauline Meyer has checked in for Jackson Center. Pauline, a 5'7 senior, averaging about 7 a game. Here's the ball thrown to Fote at the foul line. Unorthodox shot, off balance, missed it. A little strong. Rebound Fort Loramie. Pitch down the floor to Berger. Berger carves out space through the lane and hits a runner with the right hand to knock the game. Steal backcourt by Berger of Fort Loramie, but she can't save. Then it goes out of bounds below the hoop. We are tied at 6. Chuck, already. I'm looking forward to that Saturday game between Jackson Center and Anna, these Lady Tigers. Playing stifling defense so far as they have the last several weeks.
Anna's here scouting.
Anna with an off night this evening. This game, the makeup game of the December contest between these two clubs that was postponed because of Jackson Center state championship run in volleyball. Here's a cross-court pass by Pauline Meyer to Fote in the corner. She goes baseline, fumbled the ball away, got it back. Now it's dealt cross-court to Esser. Esser might have gotten away with a travel. Goes to Pauline Meyer. Foul line extended left. Bullseye on the 16-footer. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. 8-6 Jackson Center. Left side pass for Fort Loramie. Goes on the play to Olivia Quinter, who's checked in. Glad to see her back. Healthy after a bout of mononucleosis. Hattie Meyer on the floor now, the sophomore for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Maddie Brandewey. She glides down the lane. Left-handed shot is deflected by Jackson Center. Short of the rim, the Tigers snare it. Down the floor to Cassie Meyer. Whips it into the corner to Pauline. Esser, deep right corner. Ball high overhead. Throws baseline right to Cassie Meyer. Double team, triple teamed. Jump ball, arrow, Fort Loramie. 8-6 Tigers. Just over a minute to play in the first. Jessica Berger, who'd gotten a respite. Maddie Brandewey had been out there for a minute and a half. Jessica back on the floor. Coming off, Olivia Quinter. Hattie Meyer checking in. Hattie, the sophomore, dribbles up over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Berger comes out to get it straight away. Veers to the left of the foul line. Hits Katie Hoing, diving into the lane. Shot no good off the backboard, but she's whacked on the shoulder. Katie gets two free throws.
First, second.
Jessica Chuck, so adept at feeling pressure from two players, knows somebody has to be open. More often than not, she finds the available teammate.
Yeah, she can find the open player.
Katie Hoing at the foul stripe. Swish. She knocks it down. Fouled in the act of shooting, Chuck. The first shot had been head down when she put it up there.
She shot it short.
Made one, missed one. Jackson Center up 8-7. 49.5 to go here in the first. Tigers, forecourt right. Ball steered out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center inbounding. Cameron Elkert, 5'6 junior. Throws between the circles to Peyton Esser. Deep left corner, Fote. Fote, a high archer from three-point territory. Missed it hard. Rebound in the corner. Cameron Elkert can't trace it down. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 37.7 to go in the first. 8-7 Jackson Center. Tigers will finish the quarter with Kristen Ware on the floor now, a 5'10 junior. Pauline Meyer is out there. Cameron Elkert as well. Cassie Meyer on the court. Olivia Clark in the middle. Half minute to go. Berger's got the ball deep in the right corner. Goes cross court to Hoyne. Baseline left. She pivots. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Rayanne Fry. It is Pride loose, but Jackson center. Here comes Pauline Meyer up the floor in a hurry, and she bounced it off her knee, and it goes out of bounds with 19.5 to go. Tigers had the numbers, just got in a little too much of a hurry.
Well, you get your head up, and that's what you need to do, but she just got her foot in the way.
8-7, Jackson center. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Hattie Meyer over the center line. Guarded by Elkert. Tightly into the right corner. Near side pass to Fry. Behind the arc, she triggers. Hard, no good. Weak side rebound. Meyer short. Hattie couldn't get it to fall. A second to go. Here's a mid-court shot in the air by Cassie Meyer of the Tigers. No good off to the right. And the quarter closes with Jackson Center leading Fort Loramie by 1-8-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Well, Chuck, the Fort Loramie Redskins, the defending state champs in girls Division 4 here in Ohio, the number one seed at the Sydney Sectional, down by a point, 8-7 to Jackson Center, which has played stingy defense recently and is displaying that again here tonight. Fort Loramie has been sharp offensively the last four or five games, but the Tigers have held them in check. Jackson Center up one with the ball to start the second quarter. A pick and roll attempt between Cassie Meyer and teammate Kristen Ware. The ball is flipped out of bounds. The officials confer. I'm not sure that Fort Loramie got a piece of it, but the out official says, yep, a white shirt got a knuckle on that basketball. It's awarded to Jackson Center beneath the Tigers' goal. Here is Cassie Meyer firing to midcourt. Leaping catch, Peyton Esser against Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. Spin move into the lane. Right down the middle to the basket. Banked it, no good. Rebounding foul against Jackson Center. 13 foul on the visitors. Fort Loramie's committed one. Two on Ware for Jackson Center, which leads 8-7.
Peyton Esser's getting into the lane, getting good looks at it. They're just not dropping for it at this point.
Jackson Center is one of those teams, Chuck, which if it gets some offense, it can play you right down to the final 2 minutes, because Jackson Center is very sticky defensively. That's the consistent phase of the Tigers' game. And once again, Fort Loramie on the offensive end tries to throw a pass cross court over the top of a Jackson Center player. It sails out of bounds. Initially, the ball was given to Jackson Center, but the referees talk and get the correct call made. Fort Loramie will keep it. Taylor Gasson re-enters for Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the foul line from underneath the basket to Jessica Berger, and it's kicked on the play by the Tigers. Miranda Wee lobs into Berger again. Foul line extended left. She muscles her way into the lane. Throws to Maddie Miranda Wee at the foul line. 16-footer, a little lengthy. No good. Long rebound. Cameron Elkert of Jackson Center. Cameron, a 5'6 junior, gave it up to Esser. Now Cameron deep in the left corner. Cameron had a sparkling game from behind the arc early in the season against Fairlawn. Well, she couldn't miss. 20 feet away, Esser on the bounce. She controls the ball near midcourt, being patrolled defensively by Hattie Meyer. And here's a moving screen 30 feet from the basket by Clark of the Tigers. Yep, the game is stuck at 8-7 with 6:49 to go in the second quarter.
It's as cold as it is outside.
These Jackson Center Tigers and the Houston Wildcats in the Shelby County League will make you grind out wins against them. Here's Jessica Berger navigating the lane. A little lean to right in front. Six-footer left it short. No good for Fort Loramie. Rebound by Jackson Center. Elkert down the floor. Tries to push a pass up over the top of Fort Loramie inside to Clark. And it's a little high. Goes out of bounds. 6:29 left in the second quarter. 8-7. Jackson Center still up one. Nobody scored a point in better than 2.5 minutes. 25 feet away, Berger's got the ball for Fort Loramie. Check McCassie Meyer. Boy, that is a good combination of two players right there. And as Berger went streaking through the lane after giving the ball up, Meyer shoved her in the back. Hattie Meyer coming off for Fort Loramie, which has Taylor Gasson, Caitlin Lupke, Katie Hoing, Holly Fry, Jessica Berger. Fry's got the ball deep in the right corner. Hits the cutter. Katie Hoing, shot blocked on the play by Clark. It hits the stripe below the basket, out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is finding it difficult, Chuck, to get off clean looks.
Well, they can't get the ball to Berger. There she is.
Oh, what an inbounds pass right there. Just as we talked about the difficulty Fort Loramie was having in getting open shots, Lupke out of bounds, fed it to Berger. As she dashed into the middle of the lane, caught it, and banked it home to give Fort Loramie a 9-8 lead. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Out near midcourt, Cassie Myers got the ball. Head coach Scott Dosick of Jackson Center stands as he watches the Tigers not move much offensively against a zone from Fort Loramie.
And I guess they're going to stand there and make Loramie come out of this.
5.5 to go now, second quarter of play. 5 team fouls in Jackson Center, 1 on Fort Loramie. Cassie Meyer near the Redskins logo at center court continues to bounce. And now coming out is Fort Loramie. Berger and Gasson check closely. Ball's given up to Kennedy Reese. Right back to Cassie Meyer. Berger guards her 40 feet from the basket. Still dribbling is Cassie laterally right to left. Now to Peyton Esser on the weave. She tries to navigate the lane, hits Nicole Foat. Here's Foat running through the middle of the paint, banking it in on the run. Nice play, Nicole Foat.
Tough shot.
10-9 in favor of Jackson Center. 4:48 to go till halftime. Top of the circle, Berger starts to drive. Gives it up to Gasson in the right corner. Gasson on the dribble, swirls back out on top. Taylor outside the arc on the left to Lupke. Lupke to Gasson. Deep right corner, Holly Fry. Ball high overhead, now to Berger at the foul line. Forces her way into the lane, hits a bank shot. Amazingly, it goes down, and she's bumped as she scores. A chance for an add-on from Jessica Berger. We've seen those kinds of made shots in the regional tournament, the state tournament in past years. She survives a lot of contact, but still makes them.
Yeah, well, she's got great concentration. Her eyes never leave the rim. That's a second foul on Cassie Meyer also.
And that's 16 fouls on Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1 the rest of the half. Berger drains the free throw to give the Redskins a 12-10 edge. 4:22 to go in the first half. Esser in backcourt up to Cassie Meyer, back to Peyton Esser. Being guarded by Hattie Meyer 40 feet away. Peyton had it shaken loose. Now Peyton tries to make a pass to Foat toward the rim. It hits the rim, and Fort Loramie comes away with another rebound. Here's Berger darting the other way. Jessica forces the action. Assertive play by her, and she attracts a two-shot foul.
That's three on Cassie Meyer.
Mm-mm-mm. And head coach Scott Dosick stands up off the bench. Couldn't get Cassie out of the game in time. Pauline Meyer will come onto the hardwood. Free throw by Berger. In, out, and back in again.
Well, I like Pauline Meyer, but Cassie Meyer gives them length inside, gives them length outside to handle the basketball.
And here in the second half of the season, Cassie Meyer has been a regular scorer for the Jackson Center Tigers. Both free throws by Berger, good, and Fort Loram is up before now. Here's Foote, top of the circle. Ball was thrown back to her from Esser, who'd gone to the foul line. Shot off the flange, no good. Rebound Fort Loram. Long throw to Fry, deflected out of bounds, but Jackson Center nearly intercepted by Foote across the way. 3:48 to go, second quarter, 14-10, Fort Loram. Brandoui in the right corner for the Redskins. On top to Lupke. Near side it goes to Quinter. Olivia dribbles. Olivia, the 5'5 senior, throws down inside on the place to Holly Fry. Look at her go to work. Fry gave it up on the play to Berger, and Berger scores for Fort Loram. Nice feed by the Redskins, who are sharing the ball nicely. And Fort Loram has spurted to a 16-10 lead after trailing 8-7 at the end of the quarter. 3:18 remaining in the half. Left side of the floor, Foote. Now to Esser, high left. Esser drives down the left side of the lane. Pushes up a shot on the run. No good. A little lengthy, but there's contact. She was tipped on the arm. Peyton Esser is, what should we say, Chuck? Displaying confidence offensively. She's the quarterback of the team, but she's also trying to ignite the offense from a scoring perspective. Foul shot good.
Well, she's a senior. She was on the state championship volleyball team. She's got a lot of confidence. I like that.
Makes the free throw, 16-11 in favor of Fort Loram. Second shot by Peyton Esser of the Tigers. Deep knee bend in the air. Off to the left. And it comes down to Berger of Fort Loram. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Redskins up five. Berger near side to Quinter. To Lupke. Lupke's got it 25 feet away. Head of the key, Berger. Berger slashes down the right side of the lane, running toward the rim, banked it, no good. Rebound, Katie Horn, slapped on the arm is Katie. She's awarded two. Good offensive rebound by Katie Horn. The lead is five for Fort Loram. Kristen Ware's got three. And Cassie Myers got three.
Yeah, they're getting themselves in a big hole. That is 8-2 fouls.
A heap of foul trouble for the Jackson Center Tigers. Just 14 minutes into this game, Ware sits down. Katie Hoying at the stripe for the Redskins, and she notches a couple free throws. 7-point lead, Fort Loram, Redskins' biggest. 2:40 left to go till halftime. Esser down the left side of the floor, being chased at the timeline by Quinter. There's contact. Ball rolled into backcourt. Common foul on Fort Loram. Far side of the floor, Foote to throw in for Jackson Center. And about this point in time, Chuck, the Tigers need a big goal from Nicole Foote.
Well, yeah, 7 points down. They can't let this thing get into double figures at the half.
Esser, right corner to Pauline Meyer. Deep right corner, Kennedy Reese. High arching floater, 3-point land. Hit the rim twice, no good. Rebound Lupke. Out ahead to Quinter. Fires to Berger. Baseline left for Fort Loram. Back to Quinter in the paint. 8-footer, yes. Oh, what a find by Berger. Good look. Berger could have shot the ball, baseline left. It would have been a tough 13-14 footer. Quinter had the better chance at it, and Berger found her. Quinter on the finish, 20-11, Fort Loram. Deep right corner, Pauline Meyer. Give and go in the lane for Clark. Shot tipped on the play by Berger. Mad dash down the floor to Quinter. Here's Quinter going for two buckets in a row. Drives, no good. Oh, look at Addie Meyer get the rebound up and in. Sterling play by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loram, which is starting to click on all cylinders, having doubled the score on Jackson Center, leading 22-11 with a minute 39 to go till halftime. You've got to check out the inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loram. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loram. See them online, too, at
Geiers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. And gratitude to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires now to grip the road firmly before the next change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Savings at M&A Muffler and Tire on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. M&A Muffler and Tire, offering free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Well, Jackson Center has generated just 11 points of offense, and we've nearly played 15 minutes in this game. A minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Tigers got the ball in the right corner. It's Foat. Cross-court pass to Esser. Jumping, shooting while straddling the three-point line. It hit the rim. Backboard no good. Rebound Holly Fry of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away. Boy, you love the flair of Hattie Meyer. She gives the Redskins spark.
Yeah, I mean, she's just going to get better. Only a sophomore.
She generates a lot of energy on the court for the Redskins, who have 54 seconds to go, second quarter. Right side, Lupke, back to Meyer. Meyer's open. She chucks up a three ball. No good off the heel. Long rebound to Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. She whips it up to Reese. Into the right corner, Esser. 40 seconds to go in the second, 22-11 Fort Loramie. Esser on the bounce. Goes to Pauline Meyer, top of the circle, left side of the floor for Foat. Nicole holds the ball chest high, gives it up to Esser. 26 ticks to go here in the second. Esser between the circles, well out on the court. 17 seconds to go first half. Kristen Ware and Cassie Meyer on the bench for Jackson Center, three fouls each. 8 seconds to go in the half. Here's Pauline Meyer, foul line, back to the basket. Ball thrown outside the arc to Foat. Foat foul line with three to go. Shovels it toward the rim and got the bounce as the buzzer sounds. What a shot by Nicole Foat. It was very unusual, not the way she normally pumps it up there. But it was about a 10 or 11 foot Hail Mary, if you could have one from that short range. It looked odd as she tossed it toward the iron from waist high. It bounced off the iron, and kerplunk, it fell in just before the buzzer. But Fort Loramie has got a 9-point cushion here at the halftime break, a score of 22-13 Redskins over the Jackson Center Tigers. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, upcoming in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambaugh Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid.
actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center Tigers have played remarkable defense the last few weeks. Here tonight, Fort Loramie's defense has limited the Tigers to 13 first-half points. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Well, Fort Loramie has an 18-9 rebounding advantage. That's part of the problem. 6-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams handled the ball well in the first half. Tigers only turned it four times. Fort Loramie turned it twice. 6-9 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 2-4 for Jackson Center. Individual scoring. Nicole Fote led the Tigers with 7, and then they dropped all the way down to 2 for Clark. 2 for Pauline Meyer, a free throw for Esser, and a free throw for Reese. They got no points out of Cassie Meyer in the first half. They scored 8 and 5, 13 for the first half. Fort Loramie led by Jessica Berger with 11, and then they got 4 from Holly Fry, 3 from Katie Hoying off in the free throw line, 2 each from Quinter and Hattie Meyer. They scored 7 and 15, lead 22 to 13 at the half.
Chuck, in a game that has a lot of deliberate play offensively going on, that offensive rebound advantage for Fort Loramie is significant. That's more chances for the Redskins in a game where you're not getting a lot of offensive possessions because of a game that's not being played in up-tempo fashion whatsoever.
Right. I mean, you want offensive rebounds. As you're getting a rebound as close to the basket, and I don't keep track of these, but I'd say they have at least 2 or 3 putbacks. There's the difference in the game. They're up 9. They've really got 6 points off offensive rebounds.
Yeah, exactly. Fort Loramie leads Jackson Center by a score of 22-13 here tonight at Fort Loramie. And Carla Siegel with one more win will surpass Jane Puppelman to become the all-time girls coaching leader in victories here at Fort Loramie. Those two ladies have had out, easy for me to say.
They've been real good.
Yes. They've had outstanding success guiding these two programs. And actually, Jane's success, the building block for Carla, who has just continued the outstanding coaching and the long string of victories here guiding the program at Fort Loramie.
Well, I mean, being honest, the girls' basketball game has evolved into a basketball like boys play. I don't think you can say girls and boys play differently anymore. They play at the same speed. They might not play at the same height, but they play at the same speed. They run the same offenses. They play the same defense, and it's just as good to watch as a good boys game, no doubt about it.
And what was so typical of Jane's teams is so typical of Carla's teams. There is growth and development throughout the year. The clubs are so much better in February, not that they're not very good in December, they are, but they peak at the right time. Jane and Carla are like jockeys riding a horse. They know when to tap the reins a little harder as you head down that home stretch come tournament time.
I'm glad you didn't say go to the whip, because that might get them both arrested.
We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half. Here at Fort Loramie, Redskins lead the Tigers 22-13. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and training. treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScorersBroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on ScorersBroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 10 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight Cameron Elkert, junior basketball player for Jackson Center. She is the daughter of Scott and Leisha Elkert, 3.6 GPA, participated on the volleyball state championship team, also active in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, drama club, art club, academia too. She might study at Ball State, perhaps Indiana Wesleyan. She's just a high school junior. She would like to pursue dental hygiene. For Fort Loramie, we spotlight Holly Fry, a senior, 3.7 GPA, daughter of Ron and Pam. Participates in youth ministry, history club, a third baseman on the softball team. She tutors, previously took part in Spanish club and FFA. She'll play basketball at Edison and pursue study in physical therapy assisting. For Jackson Center, LaCal Equipment highlights Cameron Elkert, a junior, and Holly Fry of Fort Loramie, a senior, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And as we start third quarter action here for Fort Loramie, Redskins throw the ball inbound. Second pass intercepted by Peyton Esser of the Tigers. And she zips the other way. Driving shot no good, but a foul against Fort Loramie. And Peyton's at the stripe with two. The first one is long, no good. Chuck Jackson Center led first minute of the second quarter 10-9. And then 6.5 to 7 minutes later, Fort Loramie was up 22-11, outscoring Jackson Center 13-1 over a stretch of time.
Yeah, Jackson Center is just having trouble getting anything out of their offense right now.
And when the Tigers get to the line, they're not converting often enough there either. Both shots by Esser missed. Fort Loramie got the rebound, threw it down the floor to Hoing. Hoing posting up below the foul stripe, missed it off the front iron. Tie up on the rebound. Arrow says the Tigers get it back. How many field goals in this game for Jackson Center, Chuck, in 17 minutes of action?
They got five.
Five buckets. That's it. Tigers with the ball straight away. It's Esser. Kristen Ware's got three fouls. Cassie Myers got three fouls. Here's Cassie right in front of head coach Scott Dosick near the Tigers bench. She just hoisted up a 24-foot three-pointer and couldn't catch iron. Out of bounds, it goes to Fort Loramie. Both teams cold in the shooting department. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball in the left corner. It's Berger. Drives. Goes cross-court to Lupke. Lupke sends it straight away to Gasson. Baseline left, Berger. Overshoots from 16. The rebound is spanked out of bounds by the Tigers. Below the rim, left side of the basket. Lupke to play it in for Fort Loramie. To Fry behind the foul stripe. 16-footer off the back brace, no good. Olivia Clark tips the rebound to herself, then outlets it to Esser. 6:45 to go, third quarter, 22-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Esser goes right side to Cassie Meyer, jumping, shooting, three-pointer rimmed and came out. Hoying's got the board for Fort Loramie. Bullet pass up to Berger. Right back into the lane to Fry. Back to Berger inside the arc. 17-footer. Bingo! Jessica Berger right on target for Fort Loramie. That's that inside-outside action. Berger gave it up to Fry. Fry right back to Berger on the perimeter. And she sank the shot. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie matched to 24-13. Here's Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away for Jackson Center. Crossed the top of the key to Clark. She puts it on the deck against Hoying. Goes baseline and got a nudge from the defensive player. Common foul. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Redskins up 11, 24-13. Another Shelby County League girls game tonight features Rushi at Bodkins. Rushi 5-6 in the league along with Houston. Those two clubs collide first round of the sectional tournament. Jackson Center inbounds to midcourt, caught by Reese at the timeline. Close to stepping into backcourt, no violation whistle. Tigers play it ahead. Esser to Cassie Meyer, right corner. Baseline right foot, tries to make a wraparound pass to Clark. Swiped on the play by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Maddie down the floor to Quinter. Pass inside to Fry, busted up by Jackson Center, and it goes out of bounds. With 5:38 to go in the third, 24-13 Fort Loramie. Berger on the arc for the Redskins. Gives it up to Gasson, midcourt. Back to Berger, 25 feet away. Gets a screen, little pick and roll with Fry. Down low. Setting herself is Clark. Fry lowered the shoulder a little bit. It's called offensive foul. Good defensive position by Clark. Here comes Jackson Center to midcourt. Tigers need a string of baskets in the worst way. Having been limited to 13 points, 5 field goals in 19 minutes. Here's Esser driving into traffic in the lane. The ball rolls away from her, and the sticky defense by Fort Loramie enables the Redskins to get it. Up to Berger. Berger left baseline. Cross court right baseline to Quinter. Jumping, shooting, 16-footer, high off the back iron, and the rebound goes out of play. Jackson Center ball. Now Fort Loramie has not put this game away yet, Chuck, but Jackson Center is having difficulty generating points at the offensive end.
Yeah, they need to get Cassie Meyer going here. She's had a couple of good looks at threes. She needs to keep shooting it.
Yep, you're exactly right, and I think that's been the message from head coach Scott Dosick. Meyer on the arc to Reese. Now to Esser. Tigers simply can't get much going on the interior. Reese throws right corner, intended for Ware. It is deflected out of bounds by Gasson. 4:31 to go, third quarter. 24-13 Fort Loramie. About as far to the corner as on the baseline you can get. The ball is inbounded by Kristen Ware, knocked out by the Redskins immediately. 4.5 to go, third period. Meyer inbounding. Foul line extended, side court. Goes to Ware in the corner, and it's shaken free by Fort Loramie. Redskins have got it on the baseline, but the white shirts off the end of the floor, out of bounds. Tigers get it right back. Boy, Fort Loramie making it difficult for Jackson Center to inbound the ball cleanly. That goes all the way into backcourt where it's traced down by Olivia Clark. Up ahead to Esser. Esser guarded by Quinter. Esser fakes right, goes left into the paint area. There's a collision and the officials got the left fist in the air. It's a defensive foul on Fort Loramie, the team's fourth. Tigers yet to pick up one here in the second half. Just the reverse in the first half when Jackson Center fouled at a higher clip. Gasson is out for Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded by Jackson Center, And it goes to no one outside the paint, far side of the floor. It rolls away, out of bounds.
Yeah, it goes back to where they threw it in because nobody touched it.
Up Jackson Center had the ball, Chuck, for a minute. Fort Loramie drove it out of bounds a few times. Tigers wound up coming up empty on that long possession. Brandaway in the corner. Mid post to Berger, double teamed. Back to the basket. Throws to Quinter, high right. Open look, 18 footer. Good! Oh, what a shot. Good to see Olivia rebound with a long field goal after going through a few weeks of mononucleosis. Olivia Quinter just chucked in a lengthy two pointer. It went right down through the cylinder. A huge goal to give Fort Loramie its biggest margin of this game. 26-13, 3.5 to go third quarter. Esser between the circles for Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese comes out to catch. Guarded by Hattie Meyer. Foul line to Clark. Clark swirls down the right side of the lane and hits a bank shot while moving toward the hoop. Good play by Clark. The 6'2 sophomore gets a bucket for Jackson Center. Only the Tigers' sixth in this game. 3:09 to go here in the third. Little pick and roll. Berger down inside to Horn. She cannot conclude the play with a bucket. It hangs on the rim and comes off to Ware of Jackson Center. Outlet to Cassie Meyer. Up to Reese. Shot fake on the arc. Pulls up. Might have walked. Whistled. Yep, she did.
Well, they need to get Fote going. She's got seven, but she hasn't scored in the second half.
You're right, Chuck. Fote and Cassie Meyer could change this game in a hurry if they could warm up. And here's a miscue by Fort Loramie at midcourt. Turnover each way. Thanks to Corey Britton, head coach of the Fort Loramie boys team, who has just delivered us team stats here at the half, or I should say just after halftime of this game. In advance of Saturday's webcast that we'll have, Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe, from right here at the Fort Loramie gym. 2:34 to go, third quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Cameron Elkert for Fort Loramie. Into the corner to Cassie Meyer, guarded by Fry tightly. Cassie puts it on the deck, goes baseline. Cut off by two players. Now back out to Esser between the circles. Now to Elkert. 25 feet away on the right, 2:15 to go, third quarter, 11-point lead Fort Loramie. Here's Esser trying to probe the middle as she twirled into the paint, shot short, no good. She's nicked on the wrist, and she gets two free ones. 2:12 to go here in the third, 26-15 Fort Loramie. Esser, three bounces of the ball, shoots the foul shot, a lofty arch, it's good. 26-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Esser in the air, bouncing around and going in. Four straight points for the Tigers after Fort Loramie had pushed out to a 13-point advantage. 26-17, 2:10 to go third quarter. Berger to midcourt, looks at head coach Carlos Siegel, who signals a timeout. 9-point Redskins lead late third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Just over two to play here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. Holly Fry will inbound right in front of Redskins junior varsity coach Phil Barhorst. It goes to Katie Hoing, 40 feet away. Her pass is tipped. It pops up in the air. Ware's got it for Jackson Center. Down the floor to Elkert. And we've got a foul hooking from behind a Redskins defender. 16 fouls on Fort Loramie. None on the Tigers here in the second half. Jackson Center trying to get back into this game, trailing by nine. Cassie Meyer inbounds left corner to Elkert. Back to Meyer. Baseline. Holly Fry follows her all over the floor. Meyer into the lane, just below the foul stripe. 14-footer danced on the rim and came off. Tough break. Rebound, Rayanne Fry down to Berger. Berger pulls up, stops and shoots from 12. Around and in it goes.
There's a difference in a shooter's role right there.
Yep, nice bounce for Berger. Tough break on the Cassie Meyer shot for the Tigers. And the lead is 11 for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center tries a three. Deep right corner one, but Cameron Elkert off the iron, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Hattie Meyer down to Berger. Berger slips a defender, baseline right to the cup. Good, and a foul against the Tigers. Berger with a streak of points. She shoots for five in a row at the free throw line now, and Fort Loramie has pushed it back to 13.
Well, that's the difference in the two teams, quite honestly. Fort Loramie can score in spurts, and Jackson Center is a lot more methodical. So if they don't score consistently through the game, that's when they get behind and get beat.
Yep, exactly. Berger at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Got it. And three-point play for her. Five straight for Jessica and the Redskins. And the lead swells to 14 just like that. Jackson Center, four-court left. Now a cross-court pass to Pauline Meyer. Now Peyton Nestor between the circles. Fort Loramie switches into a zone defense with a minute left in the third quarter. Deep left corner, Pauline Meyer. Now to Elkert. Goes to Ware in the middle. Bounces it once, twice. And then it's lost by Kristen. Goes into the corner of the floor and out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Well, I noted that with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, Jackson Center was within nine. Jessica Berger piled up five quick points to make it a 14-point game. Now here's Berger catching an inside pass, twisting and turning from 4 feet away. Good. Nice pass delivered by Quinter. She got the assist. Berger on the finish. Seven in a row by Jessica. Interception, Quinter at midcourt. Two-on-one with Berger. Into the lane to Jessica. Ducks under. Flips on the arc to a teammate. Intercepted by Fote. 16-point lead, Fort Loramie. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Well, Redskins with a goal there would have stretched it to 18 and might have sealed the deal. Here's Nicole Fote, four-court left for Jackson Center. Arching up a three, no good. Long rebound, Berger, who flings it the other way for Fry. Much too long, goes out of bounds with 4.9 remaining in the third, and the Redskins are up 16.
Well, Jessica scored two in the first quarter. She scored 18 in the next two.
One field goal for Jackson Center in the third period, Chuck.
Two free throws, one basket.
Only six field goals for Jackson Center in the game. A second to go, Cameron Elkert. Far left side of the floor, 30-footer, hurried up there by her. No good, off to the right, and the quarter closes. Fort Loramie 33, Jackson Center 17 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, if you just do the math, they're down 16 and they've only scored 17 for the game. It'll be tough to come back.
Sure will. Final 8 minutes, Fort Loramie with possession. Ball thrown to Brandewee at the foul line, nearly knocked away, but Jackson Center Redskins get it back. Here's Kasson outside the arc on the left to Hattie Meyer. Meyer dribbles to the foul line, leaves it behind her to Quinter. Now to Brandewee, 30 feet away. Fourth quarter starts with Berger on the bench. Fort Loramie tallied the last seven of the third quarter in the final minute 50 to stretch the lead from 9 to 16. And whipping down the right side of the lane goes Meyer, tries to make an acrobatic shot for Fort Loramie. She spilled on the play. Shot trickled off the rim, but she is given two at the stripe. Team foul two on the Tigers here in the second half. Free throw Hattie Meyer in the air, yes. Second free one coming up for Hattie. Couple of dribbles. She bends the knees. High arching free throw, dead center. 18-point lead, Fort Loramie, 35-17. In the first minute of the second quarter, Jackson Center led in this game 10-9. Here is Jackson Center shooting a three ball outside the arc on the right. It's Reese, little short, no good. Rebound taken down by Berger. Shovels to Gasson. Fort Loramie gets a timeout in backcourt with a minute gone here in the third quarter. And the Redskins are in the lead by 18 points. Brookins in Fort Loramie's been a fixture since the late 1800s when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the picks of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. 7:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie Redskins lead Jackson Center 35-17. Fort Loramie one half game behind Anna in the win column in the Shelby County League girls standings, attempting to win tonight and draw even heading into the final weekend of the girls season in Shelby County League play. Here's an errant shot by Fort Loramie. Loose ball rebound to Jackson Center, down to Pauline Meyer. She hustles into the forecourt, goes to Cassie. Left corner Foat fakes right, goes left against Holly Fry. Foul on Holly, who chopped down on Nicole's arm, and she has two at the stripe. And Nicole Foat simply hasn't gotten her hands on the ball enough here in the second half, Chuck.
She hasn't shot the ball much at all.
Nicole, one, two, three, four dribbles, foul shot rolling around, comes off the front, no good. Jackson Center mired in a shooting slump here in the second half of this game. Still what, just one field goal in the third and fourth quarters, Joe?
Yeah, second half they've got one basket.
Free throw, Nicole Foat, swish. 35-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Berger romps into the right corner. Airmails one to Katie Hoying, top of the circle. Katie gave it up, got it back. Now to Lupke. Berger straight away, fakes left, goes right. Looks to the post for a teammate. Finds Hoying low in the right. Little bank shot from 5 feet. Rolls in. Nice play, Katie Hoying. Used her size and strength. And it's a 19-point lead now by Fort Loramie, 37-18. Reese down the right side for Jackson Center. Hurls a pass to Meyer. Meyer jacks up a three. 22-footer. Hit the rim. No good. Tug of war for the rebound. Pulled off on the play by Foat. Foat with a bank shot right in front. Six-footer, yes. Foat for two. 37-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Berger drives below the rim. Gives it up outside the lane on the left to Gasson. Gasson with a nice look. 15-footer, buries it.
Jessica got a break because she stood out of bounds, but she was still in the three-second lane.
Intercepted pass by Taylor Gasson. Ahead to Berger. Redskins up 19. 5:20 to go in the fourth. Outside the arc to Lupke. Lupke on the dribble. Pulls up inside the arc. Jump, shoots. No good, too hard. Katie Hoing, offensive stick back. Got it. Katie Hoing goes to work again. 41-20, Fort Loramie. Well, we've seen this, Chuck, now for the last month. Fort Loramie's players, in addition to Jessica Berger, starting to produce offense. And tonight we've seen outside jump shots from both Gasson and Quinter. That's a very good sign. Jackson Center missed down to her left. Fort Loramie got a run out the other way. Holly Fry barrels down the floor. She's fouled as she drives to the goal. Fort Loramie about as well-rounded right now, Chuck, as it's been all year long. Got some shot makers everywhere. All of the young ladies displaying confidence shooting it. And that's what it takes to win tournament games and go deep.
Well, they've got a rotation. I mean, they got four girls playing the point, playing the guard position. And actually, if you throw Rayanne Fry out there, they got five.
Yep.
If you move Jessica Berger out there, they got six girls that can play the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't close to that early.
You're right. Holly Fry at the free throw line for Fort Loramie drains a pair to give the Redskins a 43-20 cushion.
11-14 from the line for the Redskins.
Good sign for Fort Loramie shooting fouls very late in the season as we start to head down the tournament trail 1 week from Saturday. Here's a cross-court pass by Jackson Center. Pauline Meyer finds the open player. It was Nicole Thote low on the right, and she stiff-armed it, left it short. That's the way it's gone all night for Jackson Center. Tigers just have not shot it well at all. Here's Brandewee, baseline left for Fort Loramie. Missed it strong, no good. Rebound tipped up. Fort Loramie got it. Quinter, no good. Quinter again. Look at her hustle on the glass. Foul against Jackson Center. I would say the way Olivia Quinter has played tonight, Chuck, she is cured of that mononucleosis bug.
Well, I think that they're just trying to get her win back, and it looks like she played a lot more tonight than she did against Anna.
Berger catches, foul line extended right. Knifes her way to the baseline toward the basket.
Ooh, she rolled her ankle too.
Defensive foul against Jackson Center as Berger went down on the foot. And she hops up. Let's hope she is okay. She walks around a bit gingerly, and she will check out. Holly Fry comes in for Jessica Berger of Fort Loramie, who stove to foot as she started to make a drive toward the basket.
She stepped on her foot and rolled that ankle, and that hurts.
4:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Maddie Brandewee catches at the foul line, drives down the lane, running banker with the left hand is good. Maddie Brandewee nets two for Fort Loramie. Redskins getting it done from numerous positions on the floor now. Here is Nicole Thote jacking up a three for the Tigers. No good off the heel. Long rebound to Thote. Baseline right for Ware, and the pass goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Jessica down to her right off the floor between the bench and the bleachers, trying to walk off what appears to be a slight foot injury. 45-20 Fort Loramie. Redskins, after a very slow start, have routed Jackson Center here tonight. Well, you look at the scoring in this game. Jackson Center led 10-9 with 7 minutes to go in the first half. And since that point in time, wow, 36-10 Fort Loramie over the last three, or I should say 2.5 quarters of play. Fort Loramie had the ball knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center at midcourt. Redskins still control. The Wilson Health athletic trainer designated to Fort Loramie High School checking out Jessica down to her right as Jackson Center gets a loose ball. Long pass down to Pauline Meyer, who drives, shoots, and scores for the Tigers. 45-22 is the score. With 3 minutes left to go in the game, Fort Loramie well out in front. The Redskins salted this one away with a very good third quarter of action. Redskins had a lead
at the end of three. Chuck, what was it, 33-17? Was that close?
Yeah, I have to count that up because I went brain dead.
2:44 left to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie dribbling near side of the floor. And Jackson Center guarding tightly, spanks the ball out of bounds. Redskins have it again. Rayan Fry on the hardwood for Fort Loramie. Also having checked in, Abby Holdhouse, 5'10 sophomore. Holly Fry is still out there. Ball inbounded by Lubke. Caitlin into backcourt to Taylor Gasson. Taylor up the right side. Now to Lupke, head of the key. Left side pass anticipated by Pauline Meyer, who steals. A bust out by her the other way. Driving layup, good. 45-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go in the game. Here's a double team against Rayan Fry. Jackson Center pickpockets. Long throw down the floor outside the lane of the left. Vanessa Winter, the 5'9 junior, in off the bench. Missed it. And Fort Loramie snared the rebound. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. Lupke, far left wing. Top of the circle, Rayan Fry. 2 minutes even to go here in the fourth quarter. Right corner, Gasson. Baseline right to Fry. She's tied up with two defenders. Holly muscles one toward the basket. Foul. As Holly is walloped on the wrist. Two free throws for her. 21-point lead, Fort Loramie. Minute 54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jessica Berger down to her right is walking softly on that stoved foot. Chuck, she doesn't appear to be in agony. She's obviously uncomfortable, but she is able to move about. And hopefully with rest, Jessica will be tournament ready in 9 days.
Well, they'll get the elevation. They'll ice it, make sure it doesn't swell up on her.
Mm-hmm. Free throw, Holly Fry. Good. Second shot, Holly in the air. In again. Excellent free throw shooting by Fort Loramie here tonight. Holly Fry continues her string of dynamite games for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Boy, she's peaking at the right time this season, Chuck.
No doubt about it.
Minute 45 to go here in the fourth. Jackson Center with the ball, left side of the floor. Tigers have Miranda Hickey in the game now, a 5'10 junior. On a weave, 25 feet away, it's Cameron Haney, a 5'9 junior, on the court now. Winner in the left corner. Hemmed in momentarily, gives it up to Elkert. Good wraparound pass on the play to teammate Hickey, who drops in a three-footer. 47-26, Fort Loramie. Redskins' biggest lead was 45-20 a moment ago. Minute 7 remaining in the fourth. Here's Quinter, baseline right. Dumps a pass down inside to Holdhouse. She delivers back on the arc. Intercepted by Jackson Center. Bolting down the floor, Elkert. Gives it up baseline right to Pauline Meyer. Jump shot short. And the rebound is batted out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Katie Hoying has come off the floor for the Redskins. As Athletic Director Damon Smith here at Fort Loramie has just announced, there will be a post-game presentation honoring Redskins head coach Carla Siegel, as she will become the winningest head coach for girls basketball here at Fort Loramie High School. Jane Puppelman, outstanding career coaching the girls here for the Redskins. And as Chuck noted earlier in our webcast, Carla Siegel has picked right up where Jane left off. Here's a jump ball call down in the lane as Fort Loramie and Jackson Center knotted up. Arrow says Tiger possession, half minute to go here in the fourth. Dribbling up over the timeline for Jackson Center is Vanessa Winter. She'll back it out. Scoreboard clock reads 17 seconds to go. Near side pass goes to Hickey. Cross court to Winter. Winter hangs on. Deep right corner, Cameron Elkert. 7 seconds left. 47-26 Fort Loramie. Here's a three ball. Deep right corner, Elkert. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. And that is it.
Well, the Fort Laramie Redskins with an outstanding second half put away Jackson Center here tonight and thumped the Tigers by 21, 47-26. The Redskins got a very big run of 7 points to none right at the end of the third quarter of this game to stretch the lead out all the way to 16 after 24 minutes of action. And the Redskins deliver the knockout punch early on fourth period and better Jackson Center tonight by a 21-point difference. And with the win here this evening, Fort Laramie advances to a record of 16-4 on the year, tying Anna atop the Shelby County League standings at 10-1. Jackson Center falls to 13-7, 7-4 in the Shelby County League.
This is her 17th season.
Well, Phil Barhorst has now manned the microphone, the JV coach here at Fort Laramie. And he's announced that head coach Carla Siegel in her 17th year has totaled win number 340 here tonight, surpassing the 339 earned by head coach Jane Puppelman of Fort Laramie. Between Jane and Carla, do the math, add them up, 679 wins, Chuck, between those two head coaches, Jane Puppelman, Carla Siegel. I couldn't count that high if I had to.
I want to add a little story. I don't want to take a whole lot of time.
We'll return with more of our postgame from here at Fort Laramie. Redskins beat Jackson Center 47-26. Postgame celebration taking place now. Phil Barhorst, the JV coach at Fort Laramie, has manned the mic and is highlighting the career of Fort Laramie head coach Carla Siegel. Back in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A round of applause for head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Laramie, who has recorded win number 340 in her 17 years as head coach of Fort Laramie High School. Phil Barhorst, the JV coach, just noted that Carla has symbolized what Fort Laramie basketball is all about, that Carla is a teacher first, a coach second, and that Carla has always put her players, the students, the coaches, the community above her. But as Phil noted, Phil just said a moment ago, it's time tonight to put Carla Siegel on the pedestal for the first time.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can just tell that the girls, through all the years I've been doing this, just love her.
Chuck, we just played our Clancy Star of the Game commercial. We heard from Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. The stars of the game tonight for Fort Laramie, guess who?
Jessica Berger scored 20. She was the only one in double figures. They got 8 from Holly Fry and 7 from Katie Owing. She had a terrific game. Jackson Center side, Nicole Fote led them in scoring with 10. Pauline Meyer had 6, but I thought Pauline Meyer came out and played with a spark in the second half. So it's going to be Jessica Berger for Fort Laramie and Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center.
Carla Siegel noting that she has enjoyed all 17 years here at Fort Laramie. She said the 17 years have passed with the blink of an eye. And with that blink, Chuck, with that blink, 340 wins.
Yeah.
Fort Loramie's been to the state tournament the last four seasons, would love to get back for a fifth time. Redskins, defending state champs in girls Division IV, having won the state title two of the last 3 years. Don't forget, we've got more basketball here on ScoresBroadcast.com coming up tomorrow night. It's our 1,000th game ever here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It is Jackson Center at Rushi. It could be for the Shelby County League Boys Championship. If Jackson Center wins it, the Tigers stretch out the lead over Rushi to two games. The Raiders need a victory tomorrow night to forge a tie in Shelby County League action, with 1 weekend of boys play remaining. Of course, the Jackson Center Tigers have got a date with Anna at Jackson Center the second Friday of February, the last game of the regular season. A round of applause, people on their feet here at Fort Loramie, as Carla Siegel has just been given a beautiful plaque recognizing her accomplishments here at Fort Loramie High School. 340 wins for her as the head coach of the Redskins as a result of this victory tonight over Jackson Center by a score of 47-26. I loved what Phil Barhorst, the JV coach, Chuck, had to say. Again, to repeat, I am not quoting directly but indirectly. He said that Carla has always put the community, her players, her coaches, above her. Tonight, Phil said, we put Carla on a pedestal. She's always been a teacher first, a coach second. That's what Carla has communicated from day one when she began coaching here at Fort Loramie. And then Phil noted, can you imagine what kind of a teacher she is in the classroom at the elementary school at Fort Loramie?
Well, I'm sure those kids love her too, but you just see it. I mean, this team was really in need of being molded this year. They had Jessica Berger and they had Holly Fry, but man, they had some pieces that needed to be brought around, and she has turned this into a team that could go back to Columbus again. I wouldn't have bet that my life on that at the beginning of the season.
Now, the guard play has improved significantly. Head coach Carla Siegel has been able to do that over the years. It seems like her teams get better and better in stages over the course of the year, and come late January, early February, it's a club that's tournament ready most every single season. This year, no exception. Fort Loramie played splendid defense all night long this evening, Chuck. Again, we note that the Jackson Center Tigers were limited to, what, just two or three field goals the entire second half?
Yeah, they had two.
Unbelievable. Jackson Center played sticky defense the first couple quarters of this game, but Fort Loramie really got its offense wound up in the third and fourth periods. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including our Fort Loramie game sponsors. A lot of gratitude to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. In gratitude to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, always big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General and Uniroyal, to name a few. Free pickup and delivery as well. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Customer pricing and financing. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams in person at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Check them out online as well at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Look forward to tomorrow night at Rushi, Chuck. Should be an outstanding game. Probably a defensive struggle, a physical contest.
first time the two clubs played. Jackson Center won a contest in the 40s at Jackson Center. Difference was 3 points. Who knows? It may only take 48 or 50 to win the game, tomorrow night.
I wouldn't be surprised. Both teams play great defense. Both teams have some scorers, and I think that it's going to be a heck of a game. It's going to be quite an atmosphere.
Chuck, I failed to write down our final score of
47-26.
47-26. That's the final tally on the Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard. Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Redskins win it by 21 tonight over Jackson Center. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Clayton. Brett Gish, our scorer, is Broadcast.com chief engineer for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Again, the final score here tonight from Fort Loramie in head coach Carla Siegel's 340th career victory. Redskins 47, Jackson Center 26.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.